Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
What were the Panthers thinking with their quarterback moves? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The two early NFL games on local TV Sunday had to have viewers and fans scratching their collective heads. On CBS, the Carolina Panthers and their new quarterback Sam Darnold were embarrassed by New England and a defense that not only harassed Darnold into three interceptions, but by contrast protected their rookie quarterback Mac Jones as he learns the pro game. Darnold was supposed to save the Panthers when he came over from the New York Jets, where he bombed out, and yet knuckleheads like Rex Ryan called him Carolina's next franchise quarterback. Against the Pats, he had a QBR of 3 and an overall rating of 26.3. I have no idea what those numbers mean, except they are pretty close to zero. Over on Fox, Teddy Bridgewater was leading the Broncos and Javonte Williams to a shocking 30-16 win over the previously 6-1 Cowboys in Dallas. Denver, which ended the game 4-4, led 30-0 before the boys scored two meaningless touchdowns in what has to be one of their worst losses ever. The former Louisville star and 1,000-yard rusher for the Tar Heels combined for 360 total offense yards against a team that many talking heads have been calling Super Bowl bound. I don't think so. Bridgewater, of course, used to be the Panthers quarterback and was traded because the team questioned his dedication to the game. Okay, I get that, but move him and sign the Darnold, who had an awful career with the Jets? That makes no sense. The former Southern Cal star has obviously reached his Peter principle in the NFL, where in 3.5 seasons he has thrown 52 touchdown passes and 47 interceptions. With a career rating of 78.2, what could the Panthers possibly have seen in him? Darnold has been particularly vexed by the Patriots, against whom he has thrown 9 interceptions since entering the league in 2018. He has been so bad that he's made New England fans forget about another ex-USC quarterback named Mark Sanchez, who committed the infamous butt fumble against them in 2012. Only 6 years removed from the Super Bowl, the once-proud Panthers deserve much better than that. This is Archansky. See ya.